Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my name is Evan, and welcome to the Who's on Deck podcast. Today is July 29th, and this episode is centered around a guy, a pitcher, who you've probably heard of. He's been, you know, circulated in trade rumors the last couple of weeks. He's a solid pitcher. He's an AL Cy Young candidate most years. That being said, he's kind of crazy, but I love him for it. I love him for it. His name is Trevor Bauer, and I gotta admit, what he did yesterday was kind of funny, but also kind of stupid, but also kind of funny, if you know what I mean. It's like cringeworthy, but also like I loved that that happened. So basically what's going on is Trevor Bauer is, or the Indians are playing the Kansas City Royals, and it's the fifth inning. It's the fifth inning, and the Indians are winning. I think 5-3 was the score at the time. And the first, the leadoff batter gets on. That was probably the hardest hit ball that he gave up that inning. And that's the sad thing, right? So the next guy hits a fly ball to center field. Routine play. Oscar Mercado loses it in the sun. Ball drops. And it's second and third, no outs. Still a manageable situation. It's 5-3. I mean, you don't want to, it's not a situation you want to be in, but Bauer's a good enough pitcher to get out of it. At least with one run, maybe two runs, but not five runs, right? Walks the next guy, so it's bases loaded, no outs, which honestly, that's not a bad situation. I probably would have, unless you're going to strike the guy out, I wouldn't mind walking the next guy, seeing as it's, you had the double play opportunity. Now you can strike a guy out and do the double play, and the inning's over with no runs given up, but that didn't happen. A series of ground ball hits and bloops and more bloops and ground ball hits again results in five runs given up. And it culminates with a bases loaded situation with a small ground ball up to Bauer. It's almost like a bunt, but it was kind of fast enough. He had to charge it. And as he's charging it, he tries to get it in the glove and flip it up to their catcher for the force out. And he just doesn't get it. He doesn't handle it well. He doesn't get it in the glove. And run scored. So Terry Francona comes out, Indians manager. He's gonna pull Bauer. And as Bauer sees that, he turns around and chucks the baseball over the center field fence. Yeah, I wish you guys, like, I don't show videos on this because one, copyright stuff, but two, I like this, the simplicity of podcast style videos. I wish you could see Terry Francona's face on this. He literally just says, "What the bleep are you doing?" And Bauer just puts his hand on his shoulder, and he's like, "I'm sorry." And Francona's like, "Just get out of here." And Bauer just walks off the field. So that's what happened last night, and people are outraged. People think it's funny. I think it's funny, and I'll tell you why. Bauer, we need more of personality in the game. We're at a crossroads in baseball where it's like you either value the integrity of the game, as the old timers want to call it, how it's a gentleman's game. It's too much personality is bad, or you're all in on the personality stuff, like, you know, the Marcus Stroman, the Chris Archer stuff, you know, Bryce Harper, like the whole let the kids play campaign. Wow, that was actually way too much of a tongue twister at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know, the whole Tim Anderson stuff was stupid, in my opinion. Basically, what I'm saying is that there's a huge divide in baseball. Granted, I will give you this. There is no reason to chuck a ball over the outfield fence. There's no reason. But Trevor Bauer gets a bad rap because of his antics that I personally like. And we need more personality in the game, and Trevor Bauer brings it. That being said, he kind of has a history of doing weird things. Like, I think it was the 2016 playoffs. Indians were up 2-0 against the Blue Jays, and Trevor Bauer had been playing with the drone, or working on his drone, ended up cutting his pinky real bad, and he had to go out and pitch, and it just got real bloody and real, it was discolored, bruised badly. And it ended up hindering his ability to pitch. You know, I think he was taken out of the game because he had obviously you can't pitch when one of your fingers is in that kind of condition, right? So that was one instance of Trevor Bauer being kind of an out there character, right? Granted, his Twitter antics are fine as well, but I mean, he's very outspoken about his political views, which sometimes people find off-putting, especially when it's a guy who's an entertainer. You know, baseball is entertainment, right? Like, he has verbally given his support for President Trump, and I think that's perfect. I think that's awesome. But obviously, we live in an age where an age of outrage culture. I mean, here's one of his tweets from February 9th, 2017, where he says that he's really annoyed that Apple and Twitter continue to flood my phone with liberal, slanted, and anti-Trump articles. Fair and equal reporting? I don't think so. I mean, there's nothing wrong. I mean, it's his First Amendment right, but people are off-putted by it. People don't like it because they want their baseball players to be baseball players. They don't want to see them in the spotlight for political reasons. And I tend to agree with that, but at the same time, there's nothing wrong with, you know, being outspoken about what you believe in. The problem being that people don't like the fact that he believes in President Trump. This is not supposed to be political. This is just a Trevor Bauer video. So disregard that if you're not into it. And then there was a little bit more, you know, he's a huge Twitter troll. He accused Houston, the Astros, of using pine tar to increase their spin rate. Just silly stuff like that. But when I think of Trevor Bauer, and I think he's up there with one of the crazier pitchers of all time, you know? He's a character on the mound, he's really intense, and he kind of reminds me of guys like, and I'm not comparing him skill-wise to these guys, but, you know, you look at the way Nolan Ryan was on the mound. He was an animal. He was the most intense guy ever. You look at Roger Clemens on the mound. I mean, look at Nolan Ryan. He hit a batter. He hit Ventura. Ventura charged the mound. Nolan Ryan put him in the headlock and just socked him in the top of the head like 80 times. You look at Roger Clemens. Roger Clemens sawed off Mike Piazza, grabbed the piece of broken bat, and threw it back at him. Right? Like, that's Bob Gibson. I mean, he was another one. He had better, like, all three of those pitchers were better than Trevor Bauer is. But that kind of stuff back in that day and age was, they were praised for being the kind of pitchers that they were. Really intense guys, no nonsense guys, who were an intimidating force on the mound. I mean, that stuff's not valued in our day and age, and I think it kind of sucks. That being said, I'm going to segue this segment into more of a trade talk segment when it comes to Trevor Bauer. I mean, obviously the Marcus Stroman deal has happened yesterday, right, at the time that I'm recording this video. And the Blue Jays got two pitchers. I think there were the 5 and 7 players in the Mets organization. That being said, however, neither of them were in the top 100. I think one was a 2016 second round and the other one was a 2018 first round. One's MLB ready and one's in A-ball right now. So that kind of sets the precedent of the rest of the trade market. Like, Noah Syndergaard's going to get more. He's under control. He's a better pitcher. Trevor Bauer might not get more. I think he's still in arbitration. I'm not 100% sure. But he has been verbally outspoken about the fact that he wants to sign one-year contracts for the rest of his career. That meaning he will not give teams control. That meaning that the Indians should not be able to expect a huge return on a guy like Trevor Bauer. Noah Syndergaard, you can probably expect a top 30 prospect for one of those guys, for him. A top 30 prospect package with other prospects for a guy like Noah Syndergaard. Trevor Bauer will not yield the same return. So people like GMs and front offices might try to skew his on-field antics as bad juju or, you know, lower his value in a trade, which I don't think it should. That's besides the point, though. He should not be, like, it shouldn't cost that much to get this guy in the first place if Stroman's going for two prospects and cash considerations. No, actually the Blue Jays got, or the Mets got cash considerations. That's the crazy thing about this. I don't know. That was a crazy trade, to be honest. Just to sum everything up, though, Trevor Bauer is probably going to be traded at this point, and I think it's not going to cost a lot. What it's going to cost is teams putting aside, you know, their love of the old-timing rules of the game, the unwritten rules, and embracing the new era of baseball players, which I think they should. That's how you draw more fans. Trevor Bauer has a great following on Twitter, a great following. I think he posts YouTube videos. He's very open with his fans and with the people around him. I am stuttering like a mother right now. But Trevor Bauer is the kind of player that you want on your team if you want to bring in new age baseball fans. That's young players who will stick around for the rest of their lives. That's all I have to say. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll talk to all of you beautiful people later. See ya.